You know, when you hear the music, time. This is Connect the Dots radio show. This is Tom Edison speaking. Hey, there's a million dots to connect tonight before I forget. You know, the latest thing with coronavirus, yes, some doctor some doctor, this is kind of funny in a way, some doctor believes that we could possibly be spreading coronavirus through farts. That's right, you heard it first here on BBS Radio. Breaking news, we could say, yeah. Coronavirus could be being spread through farts. Well, better stop eating those cans of beans. Anyhow, hey, I'm watching the TV, and lo and behold, you know, I always thought the Russians actually were somehow had more control of their country than we have here in the United States. But I'm watching this news report from Moscow, recent one, within the last week. And what do I see in the sky? Chemtrail planes. I thought they didn't allow planes to fly over their airspace, especially ones spreading poison, you know. I mean, I'm sure they know that there's poisons in the chemtrail planes. Well, why would that be allowing that to happen in their country? I mean, we thought Russia, you know, they tried to be on top of the game. They weren't going to let any other globalists or world people take over their country, but apparently it's happening already, of course. Hey, you know, that brings up to mind the Archons, yeah. I've mentioned them once or twice before, but you can find out a lot of important information about the Archons, A-R-C-H-O-N-S. Yeah, parasitic mind control creatures that kind of reinvaded our world back in 1996. And they're thought control creatures, basically. And they invade the minds of humans. And they probably have invaded the minds of all the humans, of all the government leaders in the world. I think they've gotten Putin now, too. They've invaded his mind because if he's allowing chemtrail planes to fly over his city, Moscow, there. And man, he must be being mind-controlled. And, of course, we have to admit, our President Trump, he's got to be mind-controlled, too. How can he not know about the chemtrails? You know, he tries to put himself off as being an intelligent person, but how could you be so freaking stupid and not know about the chemtrails and not see them, you know? Unbelievable. And we listen to people like Joe Biden. Oh my God, you know, I mean, if that ain't a mind control moron, I don't know who is. I feel sorry for the guy. You know, he's old, he's probably getting senile, but he's willing to go out there and say stupid things. And that's sounds like a mind control person to me. Anyhow, these Archons are devilish creatures, and they need to be taken seriously. They cause arguments between friends. They got nothing better to do with themselves. They're like demonic angels, kind of like, in the same boat, you know. That's all the demonic angels that were cast down to earth. They're here. They're invisible. And that's all they got to do, too, mess with people's minds, cause trouble. And it makes them feel important, you know. But they are... The Archons, they basically feed off negative emotions and fear, especially like that. So it would make sense they have their hand in the cookie jar or their tentacles in the brains of all the world leaders, because the world leaders have the power to make stupid decisions and cause suffering for millions and if not billions of people. But we need to take this seriously, because when people start acting irrational and doing bad, very bad things, chances are they are being mind-controlled, you know? Hey, it's something to take seriously, and archons are the ones who are doing a lot of it. Sure, there's the devil and the demonic angels are doing their share too. And I hear the archons actually mind control some of humanity's enemies, like the bad reptilians, and that's partly why they mistreat us. And also. So look it up. Find out for yourself. Archons, archons. Devilish creatures. People that have claimed to have seen them materialize from just a mental state into a physical form say they resemble a black, slimy slug. Ew. Disgusting. So much for that. Hey, did I ever tell you? This is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Now, I constantly, I'm on Twitter. I constantly find people that have something interesting to say, and I'll tweet them, "Hey, call into the radio show and speak your mind, you know? This is an educational show, so, that's what I call it, an educational radio show, where most of the information is educational. Of course, if you got a funny joke, call up with a funny joke. We can make it a fun show, too. I know how to tell jokes. In fact, I'm like anybody else. Normally, I'm on Twitter. That's on Twitter. Occasionally, you look up, well, let me see what this famous person is doing or what. Can I send him a message? And hey, the world-famous comedians, Cheech and Chong. Well, something brought to mind to look them up. And actually, I could send a message to, I believe it was Chong. And I put forth the proposition, you know, I challenge you to a joke duel, a joke contest. You know, if you really think you're as good as your reputation says you are, call up and we'll go joke for joke and see who runs out of jokes fast. Of course, it's going to be ad lib, you know. It's not going to be scripted, like I'm sure some of your movies are. What can I say? Hey, real comedy, not everybody can do it, you know. Even the famous people can't do it sometimes. Of course, a lot of them can. Hey, after the show tonight, I'll engage in some ad lib comedy. It's the only kind of comedy I do. And I'm not a script reader. Hey, I was a professional class clown. That's not how come I know how to do it. But there's more important things to talk about than that. And there's so much happening right now. You know, there's another timeline. It was started at the beginning of last year, so that's 1 year, 8 months have gone through. We're in this new timeline that's simultaneously running with the old timeline of planet Earth. And we're all going to have to shift over to the new timeline in a matter of a couple years, I guess. The cutoff date is 2025. It has to happen by then. So if you're not, you haven't jumped aboard the craft, you're not going to be with the new Earth. You're going to be those who take care of these things. They're going to put you on some other planet where you can get angry and hate and kill and do all those bad things that you might like to do here on this planet. But the new Earth is going to be for loving people only. So you better start putting your best foot forward because there's going to be the breakaway point when there's, you know, if you haven't made it by a certain point in time to be part of the new fifth dimensional Earth, you're going to be shipped somewhere else. That's what the information that has been given out. And talk about information being given out. It's been going out for 2 years now. this group called the Resistance is going to take down the banks next month. That's right. And they're bragging about it to the point of, they've been not really bragging, they've been warning people to get ready for it. The banks are going to be closed down for 2 weeks, maybe as much as 4 weeks. And regular people don't have to worry about your bank account. It'll be, everything will be the same when they come back online. But it's not going to be the bankers. Yeah, the bankers have their own plan to shut down the banks too, but the Resistance is the one that's going to count, because they're going to take all the money away from the rich people. Yippee, I-A-I-O. Most of us are saying that. You might, if you're rich, you're probably not even listening to this show, so I don't care if that offends you. But the big world controllers that have these unlimited amounts of money, they're going to empty their bank accounts. Finally, Robin Hood has arrived. Anyhow, but the rest of us, we got to be prepared for this. You got to have cash on hand for 2 to 4 weeks. You got to have a little food on hand too, because once they shut down the banks, and it's going to happen, they've been talking about this for 2 years, and they've been bragging, there's no way that they can be stopped. Well, that sounds pretty confident, so probably there is no way to stop it, and we just got to accept that this is, in the very near future, it's going to happen. And don't be surprised if it happens the last week of September, just to fool everybody. Yeah, we told you October, but we wanted to start a week early just to get everybody, to fool the big guys to think, hey, we're ready for it. So you're getting an advance warning here from my show, and pass the word around. It's important to be prepared for bad things that are coming. I mean, it will be bad for a couple of weeks, and then it'll be all right. Then we'll all be on a more level playing field. And people like the Rothschilds don't have that $70 trillion to back them up anymore. Things will start to change for the better. I mean, the people who are funding these people who go out and riot at the protest events, they won't have any money left to be funding these people. So that'll be good news, too. And so much for that. That is all I got to say about that. But we all should be thinking and talking about the new reality coming on. You know, it's a love-based reality. As I speak now, high-frequency light waves, love pulsations are coming our way from the center of the universe. That's right. There's a great galactic sun in the center right here, and it's a living entity also, and it's taking interest in finally ridding planet Earth of all the bad vibrations, all the darkness. And it will culminate, and things will really start to happen when the event finally happens. It'll be a big whoosh. And as soon as there are enough human beings on our planet to receive all this high energy white light, it'll go through the top of our heads, through our bodies, into the center of our Mother Earth, and ignite the love and light to dissipate all the darkness and negative energy off our planet. Sounds like a fantastic ending to a science fiction movie. Well, it is. You know, science fiction movies have been telling us many, many secrets for the last 50 or 60 years, if not longer. And I got interested in science fiction movies when I was a child. And at this point, man, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of science fiction movies, and I've learned a lot from those science fiction movies. And they're giving me all kinds of secrets all the time. It's just like the coronavirus nonsense going on, you know. I mean, it's unbelievable how everybody has fallen in with this game plan of testing and vaccines, even though vaccines can't cure anything. They never have and they never will. Vaccine is an ill-conceived thought by a stupid doctor or just a world control fanatic or just a global, greedy global person looking with a scam to make money. Yeah. And which went has manifested into what we call big pharma. Pharmaceutical industries can be making trillions of dollars if the government leaders trick everyone and mainstream media, they're all part of the same sham, to trick you into allowing them and the fake doctors to inject poisons into your healthy body. It's not going to protect you. It's going to kill you probably because they're that's what this whole game plan is. It's a big charade. Create fear. And they're doing a bad job of creating fear. They got off to a good start. But now that we've done our own investigations, we know they're lying about the masks. We know they're lying about the numbers. We know they're lying about the tests. The tests don't really prove anything. The tests are what they're calling a positive result could be a test for a dozen other different things, you know? But they want to call all those dozen other things, if you have the antibodies that might be related to even a common cold, they're going to say, well, you've got the corona antibodies on it, so you must have it or something like that. It's a total manipulation. If we asked them, show us your proof, they wouldn't have anything to show. You know, that's a tough question that needs to be asked. You know, next time somebody says this person is has the coronavirus, okay, show us your proof. And if we keep asking the questions, their sham will fall apart like a house of cards, like it already is. With just some simple investigations, we found out the whole mass routine is nonsense. It's not going to protect you. You know, definitely not. And unless you're walking around coughing and heaving like some kind of distressed animal with the black plague, you're not going to infect anybody either. And all these reports about people gathering together and then people testing positive, sure, we're always sharing germs with each other, but those tests are picking up all kinds of antibodies for other things that really aren't the coronavirus. CDC even admits that. And I came across this video. It almost made me laugh. I had to laugh almost, but it's a sad state of story that the world is in. Someone took the time to film, you know, all the world leaders. It's almost a daily thing now. They have to grandstand in front of the cameras and give a speech about how their country is, we're going to mandate testing, we're going to mandate wearing of masks, which they are doing, and we're going to provide all the money needed for the vaccines to save you people. And those three things, the testing, something else, and the vaccines, every leader was saying the same three things, that his country or her country is going to do. Every one of them. And they had them in a row, one after another, as if they were all reading off the same teleprompter or script card, you know, or chalkboard, whatever they call that, that the TV people read off of. The caption board, whatever it's called. Anyhow, you understand what I'm saying here. Go look for it. It's out there. I can't think of the name now, but it's out there. And they're all saying the same thing. Like it's been scripted, you know? And if we connect that with what I talked about earlier, Archons, they're mind control creatures. They're here messing with our minds. They're from the dark side, their own dark side. And they probably have a mind control connection on every government leader in the world. Can you name me one? Hey, it's calling the radio show. Call up and tell me one who isn't acting like a mind control world leader. And that's the sad state of affairs we're in, you know. And there's been plenty of science fiction movies out with that same scenario. It's like we've been warned for over 50 years with science fiction about this scenario popping up, that some creatures from another realm are going to come here and mind control all the key people to enslave us. And basically, what have they succeeded at doing already? They've succeeded at taking away your rights. Which brings me to, again, something I've seen. You know, I'm on Internet all the time. I watch a lot of videos. I watch a lot of things that I just find entertaining, even movies. And I happen to be watching this public transportation thing over in United Kingdom, Great Britain. And they were talking about the rebuilding of a big train station in London, called the London Bridge train station. They were going to make it bigger for an increase in ridership. Oh, I'm sure they have a decrease in ridership now with the lockdown going over there. But they were doing an outside drive-by of what the facility looks like. And I had to stop. I had to stop the film where it was and pedal back a few frames. It was a billboard sign they went by. This is for real, on the street in London. So this is from, started rebuilding that station, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. So this is a billboard sign from about 5 years ago, downtown London on a main street. And it says, brain implant, let parents monitor teens. For real. They were advertising, I guess to parents, on a gigantic billboard about a brain implant to let you, the parents, monitor your teens. I mean, this is where our world is today. Unbelievable. I hate to think any parents actually went for that, you know. But that's where we're headed, you know. Then what I see the other day, a video of some cop trying to arrest somebody on a London subway train for not wearing a mask. This old cop, you know, he wasn't able to handle the young guy, and he was pulling on his shirt and everything. The guy wasn't going to cooperate and allow himself to be arrested for a stupid thing like that. And they do arrest people for that over in England. I mean, that's how crazy it's getting, you know. Meanwhile, they let the rapists go, the gang rape gangs. They don't bother with them now. And people walking around crazy migrants walking around stabbing people left and right. They don't deal with that. No, they want to go after the people not wearing masks and attempt to arrest them. And apparently they need more than one cop to handle something like that. You know, hey, you know, here's possibly a solution for all this violent killings by police of, fortunately, all black people, it seems. In England, the general cops are not, they don't walk around with firearms. Maybe we need to try that here in America. The police force is out there without, they'll have to be a little more tactful, and they won't be able to shoot somebody dead if they don't have a gun. I mean, this seems to be the group that's the least trustable with a gun. Yeah, I mean, sure, they're not all bad, but there's enough bad apples out there to even maybe consider this, that we should have police without guns, you know, because, hey, they do it in England, you know. I haven't heard of any black people being shot by cops because the cops don't have guns. So, something to think about, you know. What can I say? I said it already. That's for local communities to decide for themselves what they want. The we all need to remind ourselves that stop believing the lies we've been told our whole lives. Forget about whether somebody saw a UFO or not. That's irrelevant. Of course, hundreds of people, probably thousands of people have seen UFOs, you know? And what does the government want to do? Try to tell you you didn't all the time. That's because they're trying to cover it up. They're working secretly with the extraterrestrials. Unfortunately, the governments of the world are working with the bad extraterrestrials. And the ones that want to control our world. You know, these New World Order people, the globalists, they think they're running the world, but they don't understand. They're doing the agenda of the bad ETs. You know, the bad ETs have been doing for half a million years, they've been here manipulating our world. And these bankers, you know, actually believe that they're Illuminati and their cartels and their cabals are running the world. I'm not. The demons are running the world. The extraterrestrial demons and the fallen angels and the devil, they're the ones running the world. You're nothing but pawns in their game. So wake up and change your tune. You have all that money, enough money to make everyone in the world happy. What are you doing with it? You're making people unhappy. For what? So you can claim you control? I mean, that's an agenda for a reptilian or a demonic being to have control of everything. You're a human. I hope you're still a human being, unless you've sold your conscience or soul or whatever. You know, wake up, look in the mirror. You're human. You have the wealth to make everyone happy. We can end all these wars with the snap of a finger. Just start handing your money out to everybody. That'll boost the economy. We can rip off these stupid masks, and let's start talking truth, you know? Meanwhile, you money-hungry, greedy mother effers out there trying to scam people to ruin their healthy bodies with toxic vaccines, and they will be tainted to kill you. Yes, they will, and they're softening you up to make sure you're going to die. Everybody walking around with a mask on, you're destroying your immune system for many, many reasons. Just go on the internet, go on Twitter, you'll find out what the real truth about the mask wearing is. It's destroying your immune system, it's weakening it. And then those of you that still stupidly drink the tap water, that's destroying your immune system too, further weakening you. And there's all these other things, the 5G is weakening your immune system, you know? And then they're trying to stick these towers up everybody's ass if they could get away with it. And you're not, you know, you're being too passive. They're getting away with it. You let them get away with everything. You let them force a lockdown on you. You let them force you to wear masks. You let them put up the 5G towers. I haven't seen any videos lately of people burning them down and knocking them down. I mean, that was a start in the right direction, because these towers have to come down or get unplugged or something, because they are. So by the time the vaccine rolls around, your body is so friggin' weak, you know. The vaccine's going to kill you, you know. Absolutely, that's the plan. Don't you get it? There's a certain bunch of creepy, no-good so-and-sos that want to kill off 95% of the people on this planet. They've stated their agenda. It's been out there for over 40 years. They've stated the agenda, and they were probably talking about it 70 years ago, you know. Silently, but it's been out there in the public. Take these crazy people seriously, you know? They're doing it with all these things combined. And millions of people are going to die because they're so stupid. They listen to the people, the liars on the TV. I have to talk about this because this is what's going on. Now it's they're all the networks, it's all the same news, the race for the vaccine. When we should, the real discussion should be that vaccines are illogical. They're not safe. Too many people have suffered the consequences already, and there's no way in hell you can make them safe. And there's no reason for them. It's all been a con game from the very beginning. And once the pharmaceutical companies found out that you would fall for their bullshit, they've upped the ante, you know? And they've had so much money, they can pay all the news people to get you to want that vaccine, you know? They manipulate the news people with money. And everybody takes the money and just does what they're told. You know, if you're a broadcaster on a news station, your job is to read off that teleprompter screen no matter what the hell it says. And all the teleprompters are reading the same thing now, the race for the vaccine. And you actually, and all the, even President Trump, which is hard to believe, we thought he wasn't in with the New World Order jerks. But he's falling under, you know, falling down for them too. Apparently, when he says we're going to concentrate on the vaccine, he shows you he doesn't know anything about health care, because vaccines don't cure anything, and they're illogical. I defy anyone to prove to me they're not. When we ask the question, prove to us there's logic behind it. We've heard the bullshit story already. It's going to excite your, boost up your immune system. Your immune system doesn't need boosting up. You know, the human immune system is one of the greatest things ever created, and it wasn't created by man, you know. To think that you're going to tell us that your stupid concoction of poisons is going to help boost our immune system? No, it's going to weaken it, if anything, you know. I mean, that's how dumb these doctors are. They believe their own bullshit. And you need to question everything. Especially what doctors are talking nowadays. The doctors of today don't know their ass from a hologram, period. You know? Well, give them credit where they're due. Yeah, they're great surgeons now. They can take you apart and replace body parts like you were an automobile. Yeah. But that's not the way it should be. You shouldn't be losing your body parts, you know? And of course, oh, we need them for war because people are getting maimed and shot. Yeah, you know, so the doctors have something to do with their talents. Yeah, how wonderful. Well, if we didn't have war, we wouldn't need doctors having to replace parts in people's bodies. You know, it would be a rare occurrence. And so the whole system is a big sham, from the doctors to the lawyers to the judges who take bribe money, to the fake Supreme Court people. Yeah, I wouldn't give 2 cents for any of those people on the Supreme Court. In fact, the whole idea of being picked without people deciding, I guarantee you, those people aren't trustworthy, one. Two, they have no common sense. And three, they believe they are above the law. And their whole freaking idea of resting their decisions on precedents, that's insanity. That's stagnation, you know? If that's the way you're going to look at something, look for precedents first, that's keeping things from progressing, you know? How illogical that is. And then the audacity to say, well, we're not going to take this case. Well, damn well you better take the case. If, you know, as far as I'm concerned, fire the whole lot and a whole new Supreme Court, and they have to pass the test of the people. We'll ask them the key questions, like one, did you ever read the Constitution of the United States? they might pass that one, but... You know, hasn't said nothing, you know, I mean, really, no common sense, these people. And I've just exposed the fallacy of the court right there. And, you know, people can't be trusted, you know, that's why we need a system, you know, that's why republics don't work anymore. you know. It's like this upcoming election. Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, you know what? Once in a while I say, yeah, I'm running in this next election, too, as a write-in candidate. And if you took the time to see how crooked all the political parties are, all of them, you'd consider voting for a write-in candidate. All you have to do is write in my name, simple name, Tom Edison, and tell your friends to do it and tell everybody else to do it. Because aren't you sick of all these phony politicians, you know? And even if you like President Trump, he doesn't know crap, really, you know? The only reason people like him is because he wasn't willing to take the bribe money and fall over and play dead for the globalists, you know? That's his redeeming quality. But as far as knowledge goes, he doesn't know crap, you know? And he doesn't know the solutions to all the problems. People like me who've searched for truth their whole life and been educating them their whole lives, been educating themselves. Yeah. When I got out of school, I didn't stop learning. I kept on learning. Every day of my life, I learned something new. You know, that's how come I know so much at this point. And believe me, all the problems are not that difficult to solve if you have honest people in positions of authority. And that's the only reason I'm running to be the president, because somebody has to straighten this whole friggin' mess out and get rid of all the con artists and see that all the laws get changed for the better, because 9 out of 10 laws on the books are bad. I mean, I wouldn't have any problem, and neither would you. Anybody with any common sense, you just look at law, oh, that's ridiculous. And we have to live our lives under these ridiculous laws that favor the rich people and oppress the poor and give the police over control of us ridiculous. You know, the police have enough laws in their favor now they really go kill people and get away with it, and they're doing it, you know? Laws need to be changed on police behavior. It's that simple. Why isn't anybody talking about it except me? That's what makes me the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. You know, the Congress doesn't work. They just goof off all the time and they sit around. Well, what are we going to come up with to bullshit the public now? They don't come up with anything real. And this whole crap about when they present a bill, there's like 200 add-ons so they can sneak in all their dirty-ass things. I mean, it's simple, you know. It's very, very simple. You can't have add-ons to a bill. It has to be about one thing and one thing only. And the report can't be more than 5 pages, okay? I try to keep it down to 3. And the extreme report, 10 pages at the most. That's it. If you can't put it down in 10 pages what you're talking about, you know, and that's even a lot for most people to read. And we got to face it, you know, people are lazy, including politicians. Oh, they are the laziest. That's why they hire other people to do the work, because they didn't want to do a damn thing, so go to the cocktail parties and ride the gravy train. You know, you need a real person like me to be the president to get something done. Come on. It's going to be business as usual, whether Trump wins again, and he's in a contender. I mean, he just goes out there, and the more he opens his mouth, the worse he sounds. And how do both parties plan to win this election? Cheating. How else? That's how they won all the other past elections, especially ever since they put in the electronic voting machines. You can't have electronic voting machines. That's the easiest thing to cheat on. And that's how they're planning on winning the election, both parties. That's why they're still in it. Democrats don't have anybody running good whatsoever, but they still plan on winning the election by cheating. How else? And Republicans do the same, too. They cheat, too. All sides will be cheating. I won't be cheating. I just, simple out there, hey, just put my name in, Tom Edison, you know, because I'm the most qualified. But you better consider about doing something real like that. You vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're wasting your damn vote, because nothing's going to change. You know, you need somebody, a common person like me, to be the president to get things to change, you know? Someone who's not afraid to insist that the Congress work, not goof off. And, you know, there's ways to persuade people. These problems we're facing in this world are not that difficult, really. Coronavirus, you know, I've got it posted on my website, Solutions of the Coronavirus. Hey, go there, 2020presidenttomedison.com. It's that simple, you know. I put in the request for money to get my own research team to bring it to finality. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but hey, it's all I can do. But if I was the president, I could just order everybody to do it. Look, this is how we're going to solve this problem, and I want it solved in a couple of weeks, and it'll get done, because that's the kind of person I am. I stay on top of something. You know, I'll call the people at the end of the week and say, well, do you have the results yet? Well, why not? I told you what to do. All you have to do is do what I told you. Why haven't you done it? What's the holdup? What are you, on vacation or something? You know, that's how these things have to be done, and they have to be done quickly, you know, not dragged out. And, of course, that's part of the scam, you know, the kickback scam with politicians. They want to drag things out, more money, time for more money to fall in their pocket. You know, I don't know what to say, except that's the way they do it. And you all ought to know that by now. So anyhow, we need to start thinking about the future, you know. The political people in this world, they have no clue what the hell's going on. You know, our galactic brothers and sisters are going to come and meet us. They've been advertising this for a couple of years now. You know, there's going to be an event. Then they're going to take, it's just like in the science fiction movies. They're going to take over the news media, which they have the technology to do, and they're going to announce that they're going to land tomorrow, wherever it's going to be. And I hear it's the UN. That almost sounds like a science fiction movie there. And, you know, they might be technically advanced and they have good intentions for us, but at the same time, I don't think they understand how crooked humans are here in this world. You want to talk to present yourself to the United Nations with all those jerk bags and backstabbers there? I don't know. I think you'd do better at Woodstock, maybe, with a peace love gathering than the United Nations. But that's their plan, and they're going to do it their way regardless. And we can't complain. They're taking care of a lot of problems behind the scenes that we government will never handle. They don't even know what's going on. To see all the secret agendas going on. Anyhow, so we all ought to start talking about these people that are going to be visiting us, like people like the Pleiadians, the Syrians from the Sirius star system, you know, otherwise known as Canis Major, and also known as the Dog Star. Syria, yeah, that's the place. Two-star system, and there's planets there. And the Syrians, they're going to be part of the rescue force that's coming here. And the Pleiadians, of course, they're from the Pleiades constellation. A constellation you can look up any day, any night, rather, where there's a clear sky, and you can spot that constellation. It looks like a mini, mini Little Dipper, or a mini, mini Big Dipper. They've used that in countless science fiction movies. Star Trek, the first episode, I think they showed the constellation of the Pleiades. You know, the what was that comedy movie? By the comedy actor, Human or whatever it was called, Jim Carrey starred in, where his life was being televised, and a star. A lamp falls down from the ceiling. He's in a fake dome. You know, he thinks he's in the real world. And it was a spotlight for a star that goes gets turned on at night to pretend there's a star, stars in the sky. And it was written on the lamp when it falls down, Canis Major, which means it's one of the stars from Sirius system. Science fiction again, letting us know about the people who are somehow involved in our system. And then there's Venusians from the planet Venus. And then there's Arcturians, you know, Men in Black, I believe they were talking about the Arcturians and that. And then there's the Lyrans from the constellation Lyra, another constellation you can look up in the sky and see. And then there's the Andromeda beings, you know, like the Milky Way. It's another galaxy, Andromeda. And then there's, if you follow, if you, or let's just say if you listen to people like David Wilcox, who apparently has ET connections, they favor him for some reason. We don't know why, but they favor him. Seems like a nice guy. I saw him at a lecture once, but, you know, he doesn't know as much as he thinks he does. But he gets to meet the ETs, and according to him, he's had contact with the blue avians and the golden colored beings and other type creatures. And then also there's the bad guys we need to be talking about, the reptilians, the Dracos, the Anunnaki, the Ajiji, the Verticuli. Creatures that, and of course we have the basic ones, the Greys, and the mind-sucking Archons, and the Chimera, and of course the no-good insecticides, you know, sectoids, whatever they're called. They got insect heads on human bodies, something like that. Well, anyhow, we're going to be obviously meeting a lot of these groups. I hear there's 52 nations. Maybe that's why there's 52 cards in a deck and 52 weeks in a year, to remind us of the 52 nations in the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for abbreviation. And then we're going to be meeting the people from our Gathia, or Goth, or Gotha, I believe it's called. They live on the inner part of the Earth. Hey, doesn't that remind you of the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth? Another movie hinting at something real down there. And there's all kinds of amazing things that are going to be happening, and we should be talking about that now and getting ourselves ready. You know, there's so many videos out there of how to connect with these beings. Apparently, before you go to sleep, if you make a sincere request, put your thoughts out there, I want to meet an ascended being, you know, that an ascended being out there that heard your request might meet with you during your dreams, or take you out of your body and bring you up to their ship, wherever they may be, if they're in a ship. And there's all kinds of amazing things that can happen like this. You know, we all have telepathic communication abilities. And I've had the ability, the pleasure of telepathically communicating with a being one night. It's in my book, Connect the Dot Theory. That's right. Hey, go to the BBS radio show schedule, and you can find all about the things I do, my videos. That's it, my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about it there. I explain to you that one glorious night I was doing comedy telepathically with my telepathic partner, with somebody out there, and it's real easy. You just think, and you kind of hear his thoughts, and he hears your thoughts, and you can work together as a team doing comedy. That's right. There is comedy in the higher realities. Again, things like this you only hear on Connect the Dots radio show. But there's so much information in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, plus there's pictures that prove the existence of invisible things, plenty of pictures proving that. You know, and not the pictures that you've seen in other books. I've got pictures in my book that nobody else on this world has, period. Okay, well, check out my book and then call me next week, because this is a call-in radio show, and tell me what book that has all the types of different pictures at night showing proof of invisible beings. Show me what other books had the same pictures. I submit there is no other book. I've looked around just out of curiosity. And but hey, prove me wrong, you know? I mean, I'd be happy to find another book that has the type of pictures that I have. But I don't think there is. And I've got some of the most unusual spacecraft captured on 35-millimeter photo enlargements, enlarged so you can get a better look at them, of spacecraft that nobody has ever captured on film. That unusual. No, nothing simple like a triangle or a square or a flying saucer. Nothing simple at all. Very complicated looking. But so complicated, they haven't even shown anything like it in a science fiction movie. And a lot of truthful information gets out in those science fiction movies. All I got to say is, hey, last week was Beatle Week in Liverpool, and may we all talk about the Beatles for the rest of our days, because they changed the world back in the last century like no other band ever did in history, like no other group of four people. I can't stop talking about them. They were that great, you know. And, of course, the dark forces started to move against them when they became that famous, because they were bringing love into the world, making people happy. And that's what the dark forces don't like that. They don't like people loving. They want people fighting and hating. And they're obviously controlling a lot of people. Look how they're turning all these protests into riots and stuff. I mean, what's going on? Probably a riot going on while I'm talking right now. But can I say, buy my book, Connect the Dots, sir. It doesn't cost that much to download it. You know, and you can get the wisdom. You see that? The dark side was trying to take me out. But we figured out what was going on. It never fails, you know. The people on the dark side, they just can't stand the truth being talked. Anyhow, and as I was just going to say, one of the biggest conclusions that I put forth in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it's not the only bit of wisdom, is that any time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of mankind, the deep state-like, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. Just like my show almost got sabotaged a couple of minutes ago. It happens all the time. Well, anyhow, hey, what else can I say? Let's end this thing on a good note tonight. Anyhow, we all ought to talk about the Beatles every day when we got nothing to talk about, because musically there'll never be a group as great as them. They changed the world with their music and their personalities. They brought love into the world, and the videos are out there to prove it. In fact, some of that love connecting reality between the Beatles and their fans is in my most recent music video on YouTube. It's called New Green Cafe. And it also introduces one of the original pioneers of rock and roll, Charlie Gracie. And you'll see him live performing from a couple of years ago. This guy is 84 years old and still performs in clubs right now. He's on vacation because of, you know, the corona nonsense and everything shut down. But let me prove that rock and roll will never die. And it's all in that video of mine. It's only 1 minute and 22 seconds long, but I've managed to pack a lot of things in there. And just check it out. It's called New Green Cafe, original song by me. A lot of pictures of other famous people and things. And what can I say? If you like the Beatles, hey, you got to check out my Thank You Beatles and Fans music video. It captures the magic that these guys brought into our world. And while I'm talking about that, all I gotta say is, hey, if you haven't seen it yet, check out Subway Fantasy. It's one of my YouTubes out there. You gotta spell it right, Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And I got a music video out there. You want to see, kind of displays my personality. And you can see what a real positive person looks like. You can just Google that in. If you've got the Google search bar there, just Google in the title, and it'll take you right to the video. So, what's that saying? But it says it right there. The name of the song is Are You the Partying Kind? You got to spell the word. P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are You the Partying Kind? And you'll get to hear the guitar solo at the end of the song as we end this show tonight. You know? And check it out. That's how easy that song is to pull out. And then, you know, when the song comes to an end, if you look down, there's a little icon of me wearing sunglasses down to the left there. It'll take you to all my videos when you get done watching Are You the Partying Kind? Amazing. You can just Google it in right there, and Google machine will actually take you to YouTube, and there will be, you know, the video version and the song version. Hit the video version, obviously, because it's more entertaining. And believe it or not, we're coming down to the end of the show. Hey, this was a call-in radio show, but you know what? It's just too damn late for anybody to call in at this point. And what can I say? I just want to remind everybody, hey, when you got nothing to do, check out my presidential website. And I believe you can convince yourself that I am the most qualified person to be president. But I got to have, you know, 100 million people write my name in, because I'm a write-in candidate. Everybody who's going to go out and vote should write my name in, because I'm the only guy who has the solutions to all the problems. Anyway, it's 2020presidenttomedison.com, just like it. Spelled just like it sounds. I got a simple name, T-O-M. Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And you will agree, it's a great website, and I'm bringing more to the table than anybody else. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here. I'm going to give you the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on. sleeping. I don't want to join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.